Well, you will all fondly remember the Kiwi classic mince on toast. It turns out the Brits think it's a monstrosity and an abomination. It comes after US food website Eater.com posted a video saying mince meat on toast is a quintessential British comfort classic. And that drew immediate backlash on social media, with most Britons saying they've never even heard of it. So shall we just claim it as a Kiwi creation? Chef, restaurateur and TV presenter Al Brown is with me to talk about this. G'day, Al. And thank you for
talking. Bloody oath, we should.
We should? Yeah. Well, it's been around forever, hasn't it?
Oh, it's one of the great dishes. I adore mince on toast.
It's made a comeback, do you think? I've noticed that it's made a comeback in the last few years, right or wrong?
No, it has, actually. You know, you're seeing it up and down. You know, it's sort of an ultimate sort of comfort food in the, for breakfast, I believe. And we did an event recently, or the guy, Hayden Scott, that I work with, he did a collaboration with a coffee company, Supreme Coffee, and he did... you know, he did mince on toast, but he did it with a mustard butter and wasabi peas and sour cream. So you can dress it up and dress it down, but just simple savoury toast, savoury mince on toast is always good.
Right, and with an egg on top, a couple of eggs on top for breakfast. I mean, it's made a comeback.
Oh, on a day like today, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a bunch of people up and down the country stuck inside eating mince on toast with a couple of poached eggs on top.
So as you've just said, I mean, we actually have a lot of modern versions now, don't we?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the mince itself, it's a vehicle for going in so many different directions with different cuisines. You know, I mean, if you add some curry powder, you can head down the sort of Indian route. You could add some other spices. You know, the Mexican, everyone uses mince in so many different ways. But, you know, just paired back. Memories, it's nostalgia for me. My grandmother used to make a wonderful savoury mince on toast. And it's like anything, if you spend, you know, if you sweat down the onions and you add some garlic and some tomato and a bit of stock and things, it can turn into something that's absolutely wonderful.
Does it have to be on toast, do you think?
Oh, I think it's lonely when it's not on toast. Yeah. I mean, I think it's that textural contrast, and if there's a lick of butter on that toast, that adds a little bit of richness to the mince as well.
It's interesting, the UK, anyway, according to some social media, say they've never heard of it. Well, I've had mince on toast in the UK before a number of times. I remember it distinctly. So the UK reaction's a bit fierce, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's pretty rich coming from, you know, the UK, that they don't, you know, acknowledge, you know, mince on toast. I would have thought, or mince, you know, that they're hardly a cuisine. I get, you know, they've had a fairly, you know, English cuisine is relatively dour at the best of times. But
Al, I'm running out of time. It's a bit like lamb. I think lamb's made a bit of a comeback as well. I mean, you have it at Depot, don't you? I mean, lamb's good now. People love lamb. They buy, and it's very expensive.
Oh, it's incredibly expensive now. But the good thing is that we're starting to use all the cuts, and it's not just about racks and racks of lamb and legs of lamb. We're all using the ribs, and we're using the neck chops, and we're using the shoulders and the shanks, and it's all good.
Thank you, Al. Good to talk to you. That is Al Brown, chef and TV presenter, restaurateur.